Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Into the GOP race.
To lead our great American comeback.
Running out of time.
Put an end to the default crisis.
Tributes for Tina.
Simply one of the greatest performers in the history of popular music.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. If Ron DeSantis wanted to send a message by announcing his presidential campaign on Twitter, it may have all been lost in a sea of technical glitches. CBS's Robert Costa reports it was a campaign launch that had trouble taking flight.
I'm Ron DeSantis, and I'm running for president to lead our great American comeback.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis posted a video making it official, but his launch with Elon Musk on Twitter didn't go as smoothly.
Just a massive number of people online, so servers are straining somewhat.
It was marked by technical difficulties when the site kept crashing.
So I think we're back online here.
And after a 20-minute delay.
If you nominate me, you can set your clock to January 20th, 2025 at high noon.
It did break the Twitter space, and so we're really excited with the enthusiasm.
His rivals were quick to pounce. On Truth Social, former President Trump called the launch a disaster, and President Biden tweeted a link to his fundraising site, noting this link works.
The U.S. is now a week away from potentially running out of money to pay its bills if a deal is not reached on raising the debt ceiling. CBS's Nicole Killian.
Speaker Kevin McCarthy feels like progress is being made, but there's still no deal, and the House will recess later today, although members could be called back if there's an agreement. Right now, the main sticking point is spending. The speaker wants significant cuts in exchange for lifting the debt limit. The White House is willing to freeze current spending levels, but worries deep cuts could hurt social programs.
Now, Tina Turner, energetic, influential, iconic.
What's love?
The superlatives all fit the woman dubbed the Queen of Rock and Roll.
We don't need another hero.
Her death yesterday at 83 touched off a flood of tributes. Elton John called Tina Turner a total legend. President Biden hails her as a once-in-a-generation talent. Mick Jagger said she was inspiring, funny, warm, and generous. Anthony DeCurtis of Rolling Stone magazine.
Her power as a person is as strong as her significance as an artist. And that, I think, is one of the reasons why Tina Turner's death is being felt so powerfully by so many people.
She began it all with husband Ike Turner. Then, after a divorce and career crisis, Tina Turner's solo career eclipsed everything else in the 1980s. She was inducted twice into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and she won 9 Grammys. In one of her last interviews a few years ago, she told CBS's Gail King,
I am so serene. I had a very hard life, but I didn't put blame on anything or anyone. I got through it, and I'm a happy person.
In other news this morning, correspondent Jim Axelrod spoke to the IRS supervisory special agent who's calling out what he says is preferential treatment in a high-profile case. Gary Shapley won't say publicly who it involves, but CBS News has learned it's the probe into President Biden's son, Hunter.
Multiple steps were slow walked at the direction of Department of Justice. Had you ever encountered that before?
I have not, no. These deviations from normal process, that, and each and every time, it seemed to always benefit the subject.
The man who infamously propped his feet up on Nancy Pelosi's desk during the Capitol attack was sentenced yesterday to more than 4 years in prison. Richard Big O Barnett, a retired Arkansas firefighter, plans to appeal. The leader of the Oath Keepers group will learn his sentence today. Stuart Rhodes was convicted of seditious conspiracy. Prosecutors are seeking a 25-year sentence.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
What used to be a jungle now looks like toothpicks. That's what a meteorologist says about some of the typhoon damage on Guam. The Category 4 storm has knocked out power and damaged homes and vehicles, but officials report no fatalities. It's the strongest storm to hit Guam in 20 years. In Uvalde, Texas, a nighttime vigil capped a day of remembrance, 1 year after the mass shooting at an elementary school.
The evening began with a prayer service led by Uvalde Pastor Tony Grubin.
Lord, you know our hearts, you know our grief, you know our sorrow, you know our pain.
A candlelight vigil followed at Memorial Park. Over 1,000 attended. The students who survived the shooting, the first to light the candles. Other vigils were held in Houston, San Antonio, Fort Worth, and in Austin, people gathered outside of the governor's mansion.
If this is the best I can do for right now is just show up and hold these children in my memory, I'm going to do that.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Uvalde, Texas.
Scientists in Switzerland have helped Gert Jan Oskam walk again. He was told he never would after a traffic accident 12 years ago left him paralyzed.
He can now stand, climb stairs, and walk 100 yards at a time after having a so-called digital bridge implanted in his brain. The device reads his brainwaves and sends instructions to his spine to move the right muscles. There are even signs the implant may have regenerated some of Oskam's spinal nerves because he's regained some movement in his legs even when the device is turned off. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
It would seem a lot of people are packing today ahead of what could be an epic travel surge for the holiday weekend. Here's CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
The nation's busiest airport is about to get a lot busier.
We are ready.
Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson expects more than 2 million flyers to pass through for Memorial Day. And nationwide, the TSA is bracing for a potentially record-setting summer.
We're ready.
TSA Administrator David Pekoski.
This year, a big difference is we have more staff.
During the first 3 months of 2023, U.S. Airlines' cancellation rate dropped below 2%, far better than last summer when staffing and weather woes led to more than 45,000 cancellations.
We feel good about the things that are within United's control.
United Airlines CEO Scott Kirby expects Memorial Day to be the busiest in more than a decade.
Air traffic control challenges are really the number one concern we had into the summer and as we look to the future.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
New warning about a Chinese cyber attack.
Microsoft says a Chinese-sponsored hacking group called Vault Typhoon has been spying on a wide range of U.S. critical infrastructure organizations.
What these hackers were doing was going old school and only using Microsoft commands to move around the network, and that's a lot harder to detect.
Intelligence analyst Alan Liska.
These attackers aren't going after everyday users or small businesses. They're going after a very specific set of businesses and organizations.
Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
The New York Times reports the Lost 52 Project, which searches for warships and subs that went down during World War II, has found the wreckage of the USS Mannard L. Able. It was lost in the Battle of Okinawa, sunk by a powerful Japanese weapon, a bomb that flew up to 600 miles an hour. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail. Or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.